Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. It is generally believed that non-Muslims of today cannot enter the worship places of the Muslims, the mosques and other prayer halls. And in this regard, generally the reasoning is adduced from a Quranic verse, which I'll read out to you. The verse says, Ya ayyuhal lazina amanu innamal mushrikuna najas fala yakrabul masjid al haram ba'da amihim haza. Believers, truly these idolaters are unclean. Let them not after this year of theirs approach the sacred mosque. On the basis of this verse, it is construed that non-Muslims cannot enter Muslims, the places of worship of Muslims for the purpose of worship. Now, it needs to be analyzed that this verse has a specific context. And if we study that context as well as the words of these this verse, we come to the conclusion that they are addressed to the mushrikun. And in the times of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we know that the Almighty took matters in his own hands, and he made the truth evident to the denomination, the various denominations present before the Prophet Muhammad. They included the idolaters of Arabia, and of course they also included the people of the Book of Arabia. So before them, the truth was unveiled to the extent that they had no option to deny it. And after that, there were certain directives which were given to them. Amongst these directives was the fact that the Prophet was told that he should not worry and he should not allow these non-Muslims to enter the sacred mosque, the Masjid al-Haram, after a certain period of time, these mushrikun, because they are najis. The Quranic word is najis. They are unclean. Of course, they are not physically unclean, but what the verse actually says is that their faith is unclean. And the polytheism which they subscribe to is called unclean. So therefore, these verses particularly relate to the idolaters of Arabia, to whom it was absolutely evident that in spite of their of the fact that they were convinced that this was wrong, they still adhered to it. So this verse has a specific context and does not relate to other non-Muslims. Today, for example, the Christians, who are the people of the book, they are an entirely different category. They cannot be regarded as polytheists. They do not subscribe to polytheism. They are monotheists. Of course, they are incriminated by certain polytheistic practices, but they are not polytheists. So it would be wrong, it would be unfair if they are disallowed to enter Muslim prayer places for the purpose of worship. And similarly, we have to realize that this verse has a specific context and it cannot be extended to general non-Muslim category. Also, it needs to be realized that in our own circumstances, if we allow non-Muslims to enter our own prayer places, it of course would be to our own benefit, for they would learn and of course know more about Islam. And even if they want to worship in our prayer places, they should be allowed to do so, for this would be again more conducive towards their coming closer to Islam. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات